This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Dr. Minia Chatterjee, professor at Anant University. Now, design education is something that we have heard about a lot. There are job opportunities, but there are also structured courses that are available for the same. Anant University is one of the institutes that is offering design-based courses and also on sustainable design. Let's hear from Dr. Chatterjee on what are some of the things which you could gain from. Hello, Dr. Chatterjee. Welcome to the show. So first of all, if you could throw some light on Anant U and the whole concept of sustainable design, what is it all about?
Yes, so Anant is India's first design university and a sustainable campus. It's actually India's first university to be completely plastic free. Sustainability within the curriculum is not a nice to have. It is by default. So all the materials that the students use in their pedagogy is completely environment friendly. We've done away with thermocol and other forms of plastic completely. So it's really a sustainable design university. It's part of its ethos. It's part of its mission statement as well. And so it's really the ideal place for a fellowship like this, the Fellowship for Climate Action, to be placed. The solutions for climate change are essentially a design problem. And we have to be thinking creatively about it. And that is what Anant is about. It is about bringing in solutionaries. It is about encouraging design thinking. And so it's an apt place, it's the ideal place in India to place the Fellowship for Climate Action at.
Now, I also believe that there are a lot of think tanks as well at Anant U. If you could talk about that and what are some of the courses on offer?
Oh, yeah. So as I said, the curriculum is infused with courses on sustainability, both as standalone courses, but also within regular courses, there are modules on the environment, on social inclusion, financial sustainability, and so on. And then, yes, there is a think tank which is based within the university. It's called the Center for Sustainability, with a focus on affordable housing, on indigenous models of circular economy, and building sustainable campuses. And the Fellowship for Climate Action is an extension of that think tank.
Now, how has the student response been to some of these courses?
The university has gone through a massive transformation. So it used to be a state-owned university, which was then privatized about 2 years ago. So even though it has existed for longer, but it's really, we should count from 2 years ago when it was privatized, led by Mr. Ajay P. Rambal and Abhishek Lodha. And at the helm of the whole transformation was Pramath Sinha. Pramath, as people would know, was the founding dean of ISB. And then he is the co-founder of Ashoka University, besides being really the man behind so many more private institutions, higher of education in India. And that transformation was across the positioning of the university as a sustainable design university. It was also about building new infrastructure. So we have 100 acres of land to build over the next 10 years. And as you said, that, intake of students. So we are multiplying the intake of students by 5x every 2 years. The response has been fantastic. This was really a gap that we are filling because India doesn't have a design university, at all. And a design university which looks at design from a very multidisciplinary approach, where it is about seeking solutions to the most important problems in the world. That is what Anant is about. So we have courses which are very diverse, from subjects like product design to environment design as well. And the response has been great. Initially, the students came mostly from Gujarat, but then very quickly it expanded to students from all over India. And in fact, we were very happy and also a bit surprised to see the big the big attraction from international students. So we have a lot of international students coming in as well to the university.
Okay. Now, when it comes to design and sustainable design, what are some of the job opportunities and some of the sectors where people could get a job?
Sustainability, being responsible, whether it's, to people around us, to the environment, to other stakeholders, is part of any sector. And increasingly, it is becoming, it's really good news, and it's great that it's becoming mainstream. Even 10 years ago, being sustainable used to be something which would be put aside as a nice to have, or, in the social entrepreneurship sector. But then now large companies are adopting ways of service provision or manufacturing, or the way they are interacting with their clients and stakeholders. They're adopting practices which are inclusive, which are thinking about stakeholders who are not just the shareholders. So beyond shareholders, they're thinking about. So it absolutely permeates across different sectors, industries, large and small, across policy, across the creative industry. And I think what the next step is for educational institutions to embed this in their curriculum, which is not yet happening. And there, Anant is a pioneer in doing so.
My final question would be, what would it take to enroll into a course at AnantU? Who all would be eligible?
As I said, Anant is a very multidisciplinary university. So the bachelor's program itself is across interaction design, product design, environmental design, communication design, space design. So, if somebody is interested in communication, they should take up communication design. If somebody is interested in new forms of interaction, something very pioneering, we are offering a course, an undergrad degree in interaction design, which includes both technology and human interaction. Environment design would be about people who are sensitive to the environment. So really, people can come in with a variety of skills and pick the program that they would like to pursue at Anant. So number one, I think there is absolutely no bar on the technical interest of a student, of a student candidate. Second is that we are welcoming young people who are who are solutionaries, who think with a solutions-oriented mindset. Who are thinking, when they look at a problem, they don't spiral into being fixated onto the problem, but then they're thinking about how do you solve it. That's the kind of candidates that we are attracting. So, and then the third would be an open mind. Students at Anant, they are the kinds who can easily mix with the world. We have several international MOUs and partnerships with universities, such as University of Pennsylvania. We have exchange programs with universities like Sciences Po, Paris. There were students from Sciences Po who came in just 2 months ago at Anant, with various organizations in the U.S., such as the Tervingeler Institute for Shelter. So we have all these exchange programs. We sent on full scholarship 6 students to Prague just a few months ago on a program. So there is a lot of international to and fro and programs. And Anant students are the kind who are very much at ease with being at home or in abroad. So these really are the key characteristics. To sum up, one is really any technical interest, because we have a large variety. Second, a very strong aptitude for solutions, finding solutions. And third, an international mindset and an openness to embrace the world. So to sum up, the first is any discipline, any technical interest that a student might have, they will find a home at Anant because of the variety of subjects that the university is hiring. So that is not at all, a criteria. The second would be a solutionary mindset. People who are wanting to find solutions. That the third would be an openness of mind and an interest in embracing the world. Students who are comfortable at home as much as they are abroad.
Thank you so much for your insights, Dr. Chatterjee. I'm sure a lot of you design enthusiasts would be benefited by this particular podcast. That wraps up today's FutureWise edition. If you want us to cover any topic or you have some comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.